Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Actually, my French is not so good, so I give my presentation in English. First, I would like to thank all the conference organizers, Professor Doge and my friend Hassan Shahdi. My presentation is about an old character or feature in the early Kufic manuscripts, that is scriptio continua, or continuous script, which is absent in some early Kufic, and I would like to connect this absence to an Iranian feature. Against scriptio continua, Iranian approaches to transcribing the Quran in the second and third centuries after Hijra. There is much evidence that Iranians, both in central Iran and in greater Khorasan, at least from the late third and early fourth centuries after Hijra, were transcribing copies of the Quran in the new style Kufic, or Eastern Kufic, or more precisely in the Iranian Kufic. Two early well-known dated examples are the Quran of Ali ibn Shazan, dated 361 after Hijra in Ray, of which a part is now kept in the Turkey in the Istanbul University, and the other in the Çeşitli Library. And the Quran of Ahmad ibn Yasin, dated 383, in Isfahan, most of which is now kept in the Topkapi Museum. Now, first, let me present a few very beautiful examples of this type of Persian calligraphy from the fourth century, ones that you may not have known of before. The Quran of Khayqani, Ahmad al-Khayqani, from 292 after Hijra in Khorasan, which contains a colophon in Persian, and the Quran of Kishwad ibn Imlaz from 327 in Isfahan, in the colophon, you can read, here, وَكَتَبَ بِإِسْفَهَانِ فِي شَهْرَ رَمَضَانِ سَنَةَ 27 و300. And the next one, the Quran of Ibn Simjur, dated 383, which is dedicated to the shrine of Imam al-Reza in Mashhad. Most of which is now kept in the library of Aslan Quds. The next one is the Quran of Ibn Kathir, dated 393, most of which is now kept in the library of Astana Quds. In the deed of Waqf, the Waqfiyya, here you can read, Sabbalahu Abu al-Qasim Mansur bin Muhammad ibn Kathir ala al-Mashhad Bithus fi shahr Rabi' al-Awwal sanat 93 و300. And the next one is the Quran of Hamza bin Muhammad ibn Isa al-Alavi al-Husayni, maybe a Shi'i one, dated 396, of which almost all is now kept in the library of Astana Quds. At the end of the Waqfiyya, here is وَذَلِكَ فِي شَهْرَ رَمَضَانِ سَنَةَ 96 و300. And two Qurans copied and illuminated by Abbas ibn Muhammad Ibn al-Abbas al-Masahifi al-Qazwini, one in 7 lines in oblong format, copied and illuminated by a figure in Ray al-Masahifi al-Qazwini, and the next one containing the colophon, here is his name, Katabahu al-Abbas bin Muhammad ibn al-Abbas al-Masahifi al-Qazwini bin Ray li Khazanat al-Sayyida أم أمير الأمراء أطال الله مدتها في سنة 89 و300. He is the writer and also the illuminator. And here, وفرغ من تذهيبه العباس سنتين بعد سنتين يعني 2 years after the copying. Okay. Now, the main question of my article is, when did Iranians start copying of the Quran? Given the prevalence of the early Abbasid Kufic script in Iraq, Syria, and Hejaz, the question remains at to whether Iranians to actually wrote the Qurans in the first 3 centuries in the prevalent style, that is in the early Abbasid Kufic script. The answer to this question is affirmative in my opinion, for it does not seem plausible that the transcription of the Quranic codices by the Iranians began in the late 3rd century ex nihilo in the new style Kufic. The early contribution probably started in the 2nd and the 3rd century Hijri through copying of several examples of early Abbasid Kufic Qurans. I will present some evidence for this. By the middle of the 1st century after Hijra, Islam has covered all of Iran, including Khorasan and Traxoxiana. Consequently, many Iranian commentators, jurists, and hadith scholars emerged in Khorasan, starting with the middle of the 1st century after Hijra. The spread of these religious sciences would have depended on the written transmission of the Quran. From the first centuries of Islam, Iranians paid great attention to various Quranic matters, including grammar and syntax, interpretation, variant readings, and even Persian translation of the Quran. It is unlikely that they did not write Kufic Qurans during the first 2 or 3 centuries, and just waited until the beginning of the 4th century after Hijra to write the Quran in a new style of Eastern Kufic. In the Sassanid era, Persian was a prominent language in Iraq. Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf was the first to transfer the Divan of Iraq from Persian into Arabic. Many Iranians living as mawali, that is, freed slaves, in Arab regions such as Iraq, were engaged in religious and literary sciences. Some of the Quran readers, especially the readers of Kufa, were of Iranian descent. The development of variant readings by the readers of Basra, their prevalence in Iran, and attention to the interpretation of the Quran in Persian and Arabic simultaneously in Ahvaz and Basra are examples of Iranian Quranic activities in the first centuries of Islam. Therefore, it is quite logical to accept that the Iranians quickly started copying of the Quran in the prevalent Kufic script and gradually made changes of their own to develop the script. It is likely that these changes or additions were consistent with the cultural and literary inclinations of Iranians. The Iranian scribes, like those elsewhere in the Islamic Empire, obviously imitated the first patterns of transcribing the Quran. For example, the use of Kufic calligraphy, diacritical marks for vocalization using color dots, the use of tahmis and ta'shir and the like were also common in the Iranian versions. However, there are elements in the early Abbasid Kufic Qurans that stem more from the Iranian qualities, especially in Khorasan and Traxoxiana, than from the early Arabic environment in Iraq and Hijaz. I have encountered five basic elements in the Arabic Kufic Qurans that probably originated with the Iranian scribes of these codices, whether those living in Khorasan or immigrants in Iraq. Here I will try to examine the most important elements, namely opposition to scriptio continua, in detail. Due to the time constraints, the remaining four will be mentioned only by passing, only in passing. Scriptio continua, or continuous script, represent the earliest attestation of the Arabic script and continue to be used in the Quranic manuscript for centuries. From the first Hejazi manuscripts to the later Kufic ones, Scriptio continua was used universally. In this old style, which can be found in Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic, Syriac, and even cuneiform, not much attention is paid to the spaces between the words and within a word when it contains letters which are not connected to each other. A corollary of this way of handling a script is the possibility of dividing a word at the end of the line when needed. In their first encounters with Quranic manuscripts, Iranian scribes followed this system. But in some eastern regions, particularly Khorasan and Transoxiana, they gradually refused to do so. Thus, they did not divide the words at the end of the lines. In the 4th to 6th centuries after Hijrah, numerous examples of Iranian contributions to copying of the Quran in the new style Kufic or even in the Naskh can be found where Scriptio continua is not followed. But the avoidance of Scriptio continua probably goes back much earlier to the Abbasid Kufic Qurans of the 2nd and the 3rd centuries after Hijrah. An example of this is manuscript number 4289 in the National Museum of Iran, which is just one part of a 14-part Quran in an early Abbasid Kufic, D1. The copyist did not divide any word at the end of the lines. This copy of the Quran, I've studied all the folios of this manuscript. The copyist did not divide any word at the end of the lines. This copy of the Quran was originally transcribed in 14 parts. The last part had been kept as manuscript number 548 in the Pars Museum, in the Pars National Museum in Shiraz. It was stolen. This manuscript was stolen on April 16, 2003 in an armed robbery, and its folios have been auctioned off in London and Paris since 2004. Examining most of the images of this manuscript while painstakingly gathering them from the catalog of Sotheby's, Christie's, and Bonhams, I have found no page of this Quran to have had a broken or divided word at the end of the line. I have published a Persian article studying all the pages of this stolen manuscript. And I published all the images gathering from the catalog of the Sotheby's or Christie's and Bonhams, and also from the libraries and museums like Louvre in Paris, Louvre in Abu Dhabi, Metropolitan, and the others. No words at the end of any line has been broken. Avoidance of Scriptio continua in the early Abbasid Kufic Qurans is not limited to these two manuscripts. A number of other Abbasid Kufic Qurans with this feature preserved in Iran or abroad are as follows. Manuscript number 43 in the shrine of Imam al-Hussein in Karbala, now partly kept in the Bodleian Library in Oxford as manuscript 401A. Several different Kufic Qurans at the Library of Aslan Quds in Mashhad, in different style of Kufic. In all of them, I have examined all the pages, all the folios. No words at the end of any lines has been broken. Manuscript number ADD 1143. This one is three Kufic Qurans numbered OR 1397, Lot 1, and probably Lot 3 in the British Library, which, based on my research, were taken from Iran to England. Manuscript ADD 1143 in the Cambridge University Library. Manuscript Arab 334K in the Bibliothèque Nationale de France, of which a part is kept in Copenhagen as code Arab 36, and finally two manuscripts of IS 1401 and IS 1421 in the Chester Beatty Library, the latter of which is dated 298 after Hijrah. Here is a short list of the Kufic manuscript which I examined. In none of them any word has been broken at the end of any line. Going to the following centuries and studying different Kufic and Nasr Qurans in the Library of Astana Quds or elsewhere, I came to find out that there are a large number of Qurans written by Iranian scribes in the new Kufic script or in Nasr between the 4th and 6th centuries after Hijrah with the following characteristics. Their scribes knowingly and intentionally refused to follow scriptio continua. The masterpiece known as the Qarmatian Quran is one such example. In it, no Quranic word is broken at the end of any line. It's so famous manuscript. Two other less famous works are the Quran of Usman ibn al-Husayn, al-Warraq, al-Ghaznavi, and the Quran of al-Musharraf al-Nishaburi, both dedicated to the shrine of Imam al-Riza in Mashhad. In the above, we see the Quran of al-Warraq al-Ghaznavi, katabahu wa dhahabahu Usman ibn al-Husayn, al-Warraq al-Ghaznavi, in 30 parts, all of them now preserved in the Library of Astana Quds. I have examined all this codex, all the section. No words at the end of any line has been broken. And this one is by, here is the deed of waqf, waqafahu wa tasaddaqa. هذا الأجزاء الثلاثين مع الصندوق الشيخ علي بن الحسين المشرف النيشابوري رحمه الله لوجه الله وطلب مرضاته وابتغاء ثوابه على رأس تربة سيدنا ومولانا علي بن موسى الرضا عليه السلام. والتاريخ the date here is وذلك بتاريخ شعبان سنة 40 و500. This Quran is also in 13 parts, most of it preserved in the Library of Astana Quds, some parts in Chester Beatty, and some scattered folios can be found in the Library of Congress or in some auctions in London, the catalog of the auctions house. Okay. Even listing these manuscripts briefly would require a long time, but here I refer only to a remarkable Kufic Quran in the Library of Astana Quds, of which the scribe mentioned a list of his transcription rules in Persian at the end of his codex. This is a Kufic one in Eastern Kufic or New Style Kufic. The copyist has mentioned his rules at the end of his codex in Persian. In his 17th rules, he clearly states that he has never broken a word at the end of the lines, as these disgusted the scholars of Khurasan, Samarkand, and Trakshukshiana. Here is in Persian, he states that Ulama'e Mawara'u Nahr, Khurasan, Samarkand, Sakht Bad Darand. This is in Persian. This means that the scholars of Samarkand and Khurasan and Trakshukshiana dislike cutting the words at the end of the lines. In my opinion, this procedure distinguishes the early Iranian transcriptions of Khurasan and Trakshukshiana from those of Western and Central regions. To recap, many Quranic codices from the 2nd and the 3rd centuries after Hijra were actually written in the early Kufic script and produced in Iran, especially in Khurasan. But the historians of Islamic art today erroneously attribute all such works to Iraq, Syria, and sometimes to North Africa. There is almost unanimous agreement that Iranian contribution in the New Style or Eastern Kufic are exemplified by many manuscripts from the late 3rd century. But my study suggests that Iranians did not wait for 3 centuries to start transcribing the Quran in the new style. Right from the beginning, they participated in the development of Islamic sciences like Arabic syntax, variant readings, Quranic interpretation, and hadith, no less than the Muslim of other geographical regions. They also did so when it came to copying Qurans. Thank you so much.